My name is Jacqueline Conway and I am a final year dental hygiene student studying at Queen's University Belfast. As part of my diploma, I constructed a dissertation entitled The Prevalence of Periodontal Disease in Patients with Rheumatoid Arthritis and the Role of the Dental Hygienist in the Management of this Patient Group. This podcast is based on my dissertation. This podcast is available to dental care professionals and patients, and the purpose of this podcast is to make information on the named topic available to the public and to raise their awareness on this topic. Within my dissertation, I carried out research to distinguish what rheumatoid arthritis is and how it differentiates from other types of arthritis, what the link between periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis is, how rheumatoid arthritis can affect general oral health, and what the role of the dental hygienist is in managing this patient group. Methodology. The principal methodology used to formulate my dissertation was to carry out a literature review. The literature review was conducted by obtaining information related to periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis. I carried out the literature review by exploring the critical points of current knowledge already based on this topic, which was made available to me via the library database QSearch Queen's Online, to obtain academic journal articles through search engines such as PubMed, Medline and Cochrane. I used keywords to define the information such as periodontitis, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic joint disease, joint inflammation, association and relationship. I defined my information further and made it relevant by ensuring that the international literature used was published in the English language in the last 10 years. To access appropriate information to my topic, I read many various abstracts which provided me with a general understanding of the topic and enabled me to choose articles which were of most relevance. I also benefited from the help of the subject librarian, Mr. Richard Fallis, and also from Mrs. Paula Moran. Reasons for choosing this topic. I decided to conduct my dissertation on periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis, as throughout my time as a student dental hygienist, I have treated a number of patients with this condition, and as a result, I felt that the topic was an area that I needed to carry out more research in order to broaden my knowledge in this subject matter. I also felt that this would be a topic that would particularly appeal to me, as I have a personal interest in it, as I have worked on a part-time basis as a home care worker, providing domiciliary care to members of the public. Through this post, I have gained first-hand experience of the difficulties faced by individuals suffering from rheumatoid arthritis with carrying out simple day-to-day tasks such as that of oral hygiene and the frustrations they can experience as a result of this. So what is periodontal disease and how prevalent is it? Periodontal disease is a very common oral disease. It is described by Dittert et al. 2010 as a destructive inflammatory disease of the supporting tissues of the teeth caused by specific organisms. According to www.nhs.uk, in the UK it is estimated that half the adult population has some degree of gum disease and most people experience it at least once. What is rheumatoid arthritis and how prevalent is it? Rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic, progressive and disabling autoimmune disease. It is a painful condition which can cause severe disability, and ultimately it affects a person's ability to carry out everyday tasks. The disease can progress very rapidly and it causes swelling and damaging of the cartilage and bone around joints. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease which can affect people of all race, gender and age. Rheumatoid arthritis is often associated with the elderly population, however, the average age of diagnosis for people with rheumatoid arthritis is 35. Rheumatoid arthritis affects 580,000 people in England, which suggests that over 690,000 adults in the UK live with this condition. In Ireland, around 915,000 people, including 1,100 children, are living with arthritis, making it the single biggest cause of disability. What is the association between periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis? According to Dittert et al. 2010, in recent years, remarkable epidemiological and pathological relationships between periodontal disease and rheumatic diseases, especially rheumatoid arthritis, have been presented. One argument I have been made aware of as a result of my literature review is the autopathogenic correlation of periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Porphyromonas gingivalis, which is an organism present in both diseases, seems to be capable of inducing citrullination of host proteins, converting them into autoantigens. These modified proteins under a common immunogenetic background can be recognized by the immune system, triggering an inflammatory process associated with the clinical manifestations of both periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Citrullination possibly may take place in both conditions, as it takes place during inflammation under a particular enzyme called peptidyl arginine deaminase. When a protein or peptide reflects the conversion of an arginine amino acid to citrulline. Although this indicates a possible link between the two conditions, further study needs to be carried out in this area. How does rheumatoid arthritis affect the general oral health? Those who suffer from rheumatoid arthritis may experience a number of problems that are related to their oral health status, such as Sjögren syndrome, xerostomia, dental caries, temporomandibular disorder, problems regarding dexterity, and their quality of life may also be affected. Sjögren syndrome. Sjögren syndrome is a condition that mainly causes a dry mouth and eyes. There are two types of Sjögren syndrome: primary, when it occurs on its own, and secondary, when it occurs in association with another rheumatic disease such as rheumatoid arthritis. It has been estimated that 500,000 people in the UK may be affected by Sjögren syndrome. Therefore, those individuals suffering from secondary Sjögren syndrome as a result of rheumatoid arthritis may have an impaired salivary flow, which may increase their predisposition to oral health problems such as caries, periodontal disease, candidiasis, and if their saliva flow is severely affected, it may also affect their quality of life. Xerostomia. Individuals suffering from rheumatoid arthritis may experience xerostomia either as a side effect of their medication or, as mentioned previously, as a result of secondary Sjögren syndrome. Xerostomia can lead to difficulties with eating, speaking and swallowing, and again it may affect one's quality of life. The oral health status of these individuals is an area of grave concern in this regard, not only from the knock-on effect of dry mouth, but also due to discomfort experienced within the mouth and therefore a lack of motivation to carry out oral hygiene practices. This once again can lead to predisposition to oral health problems. Dental caries. Dental caries can be initiated by or exacerbated by a combination of poor oral hygiene, a diet which is high in sugar, restorations and dental prostheses which are difficult to keep clean, overhanging restorations and dry mouth. As rheumatoid arthritis sufferers may fall into more than one of these categories, their risk of developing dental caries is increased. Temporomandibular disorder. Much research has been carried out to investigate the link between temporomandibular disorder and rheumatoid arthritis. Studies have shown a frequency of temporomandibular disorder symptoms in rheumatoid arthritis patients. In the majority of the research, around half of rheumatoid arthritic patients exhibit clinical involvement of the temporomandibular joint. Temporomandibular disorders may lead to difficulties with eating, speaking, swallowing, and making facial expressions. Temporomandibular disorders may present with headaches, neck pain, limited jaw movement, clicking of the jaw, unilateral facial pain, tongue scalloping, buccal keratosis, crepitus, and deviation on opening. It is important that dental care professionals take a detailed dental history and careful examination, both extraorally and intraorally, to achieve early intervention of temporomandibular disorders by advising these patients accordingly, such as advising on jaw exercises and providing reassurance. Medications. The main drugs of choice in treating rheumatoid arthritis are analgesics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, corticosteroids, and antidepressants. Some of the side effects of these medications which involve the oral cavity include taste disturbance, dry mouth, and excessive bleeding. It is essential that dental care professionals are aware of these side effects in order to enable them to provide suitable care to rheumatoid arthritic patients. It is also recommended in the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence guidelines that taking two or more anti-rheumatic drugs is more effective than taking just one. Dental care professionals should be educated on the side effects of polypharmacy, such as that of dry mouth, so they can educate their patients. For example, providing useful tips on how to manage dry mouth. Dexterity. Rheumatoid arthritis is a disease which predominantly affects small joints such as the hands, wrists and feet. It is inevitable that manual dexterity may be compromised by rheumatoid arthritis, affecting the ability to grasp, manipulate and manoeuvre objects such as oral hygiene products, for example floss. Rheumatoid arthritis may have devastating outcomes, and in severe cases, their disease may lead to disability. It is therefore the role of the dental care professional to educate carers of severely affected rheumatoid arthritic patients on how to carry out effective oral hygiene for their clients. Quality of life. Rheumatoid arthritis can be life-changing. Those living with rheumatoid arthritis may experience pain, fatigue, anxiety and depression. It is understandable where rheumatoid arthritic sufferers find it difficult to carry out basic but essential day-to-day tasks, including effective oral hygiene. The effects of their condition can impact greatly on their oral health, and this too can have a consequent effect on their quality of life. The role of the dental hygienist. On diagnosis of this condition, the dental team should be an integral part of the multidisciplinary team. The dental hygienist can play an imperative role within this team to educate patients on the link between rheumatoid arthritis and periodontal disease and caries, prevention and maintenance of periodontal disease and caries, what changes to expect within the oral cavity, oral hygiene practices, healthy diet, adaptations for oral hygiene products, and on the use of antimicrobials and fluoride therapy. The dental hygienist can assist patients living with the condition by providing motivation and educating on the importance of attending dental appointments, reviewing oral hygiene practices and modifying appropriately, providing diet sheets, reviewing them and modifying as appropriate, carrying out ultrasonic scaling, root surface debridement and maintenance care, taking a detailed medical history in order to document any changes in the severity of the disease or any changes to medications, checking for temporomandibular disorder symptoms and providing appropriate advice, providing smoking cessation and checking dental restorations, cooperating with patients regarding length of appointment and working around times of flare-ups, educating patients with tips on how to manage dry mouth, monitoring and preventing the progression of carious lesions and checking for new carious lesions, and working as part of a multidisciplinary team and corresponding with other dental and healthcare professionals to ensure a high quality of care for these patients. Conclusion. Statistics show that the number of people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis is increasing. Rheumatoid arthritis is a long-term condition, and as a result, new cases are being reported every year, meaning that the disease is growing. Research from this review, which I have carried out, has found that those with rheumatoid arthritis are at a relatively high risk of developing periodontal disease amongst other oral conditions. With the number of rheumatoid arthritis sufferers increasing in the UK every year, oral health education and promotion is central and more important than ever to this patient group to assist them in maintaining a good level of oral health. Quite often, rheumatoid arthritic patients are unaware of their predisposition to oral health problems, and it is therefore our job to educate them. It is evident to see that the dental hygienist could and should play a major role within the treatment and management of patients with rheumatoid arthritis.